Standing in punt formation. Evergreens have a return man back at the 25-yard line, and the Evergreens want to make sure the Lightning are indeed going to kick on 4th and 3. And here is the snap. We've got a whistle. You know, if the Evergreens jumped off sides, they'd give the Lightning a first down. And it is the side judge who's thrown this flag. Let's see. It's a false start on Appleton North. Little cat and mouse at the line of scrimmage, and I'm not sure how necessary it is. It's the start of the fourth quarter, and the Evergreens trail 35-6. I'm Chris Conley. And the Evergreens in that third quarter turned the ball over, got the ball back, and got all the way down to the 11-yard line. Then had two penalties, including a dead ball foul and a 15-yard penalty, and they came away with nothing. Wound up punting. This kick's almost blocked. Booming kick. Fair catch. Call for it. It's over the fair catcher's head and played at the 10-yard line. Wow. That ball carried into this wind, misjudged by Ty Strela, went all the way over his head, and the Evergreens will start back at their 10-yard line. Called for the fair catch up around the 20 or 25. Football today on Fox Sports, brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. And Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans too, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun. Two receivers up high, one down low. First and 10 from their own 10-yard line. Will pass. Good protection. Now slips away from a tackle in the end zone. Still looking. Lofts the ball out of play into the bench. Didn't have any receivers coming back towards him there. Second and 10 back at the 10-yard line. So time is getting short for this Everest team and for the football players that make up the class of 2020. They're assessing now a penalty on the Evergreens. We're going back 5 yards. Illegal shift. We'll position the ball back at the, well, what's that? No, that's got to be a hold because we're going half the distance to the goal line, all the way back to the 3-yard line. No, intentional grounding. I guess, I mean, he was well out of the pocket, threw it into the bench area. Intentional grounding. So the Evergreens do not get to replay the down either. Second and 20, and a handoff almost tackled in the end zone and out to the 1-yard line. Delton Zuliger carrying to the Evergreens. That play went backwards and lost 3 yards. Here's third down. Yeah, here is third down and 22. Body language is bad here, too. The Evergreens actually are taking a timeout. Want to make sure they've got the right play called so that they don't have more end zone trouble like they did at the end of the first half. We'll take a 30-second break, too. There's 11:09 left in the game. It's Appleton North 35, DC Everest 6. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
DC Everest Athletic Club invites you to visit the concession stand and check out the latest DCE spirit wear. Many options available to show your Evergreen pride. All proceeds benefit DCE Junior and Varsity Athletics by helping supply the equipment they need to succeed, as well as providing scholarships to graduating student athletes. Enjoy a wide variety of food options, including Polito's Pizza. Managed by staff and volunteers, the DC Everest Athletic Club is always in need of more members. Please consider your time and talent to this worthy cause. Thank you for supporting DCE Everest Athletics, and go Evergreen!
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Appleton, where the Evergreen season is in jeopardy, trailing 35-6 and all the way back in the shadow of their own goalpost. This third down play, a third and 22, is coming from back at the 2-yard line. In fact, the Evergreens took a timeout to make sure they had the right play in here. Our official went all the way over to the Appleton North sideline, and I'm not sure for why. And now the timeout is over, and we're ready to resume play. Ostrowski will get the snap from the pistol. He'll be in his end zone when he receives the ball. Designed rollout, got good protection, throws underneath over the head of Ty Strillo, who is cutting towards the sideline. It is fourth down. The Evergreens will send out their punt team. So, I mean, with the Evergreens unable to put together a scoring drive in this second half, the Evergreens about to give the ball back to Appleton North, trailing by 29 points. This is just not going to go the Evergreens' way. North's going to take more time off the clock, and there won't be enough time left to mount a comeback here. Brennan Neitzel will punt from right in the back of his own end zone. Make sure that he can get this out from here. Snap is true, and the kick is a booming kick out. Taken at the 35-yard line. Trying the near side. Good stop there by the Evergreens' Dominic Busco. Appleton North is lobbying for a face mask. Some of these guys should be down on K Street. That's one of the times they called for a penalty and they didn't get it. But the return brings the ball inside the 30. Appleton North will start at the Evergreens 28. With 10:52 left in the game. They keep their quarterback, Matthew Shechtman, in. And now there's a penalty as well. Dead ball foul on the Evergreens, 15 more yards. And the Lightning will start at their 14-yard line. It's a frustration penalty there. Shekelman now starting this drive in the red zone. Martin breaks a tackle to the 10 and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. In fact, they're going to mark him out at the 7, so that's a gain of 7. And again, this is the haymaker blow right here that Appleton North is looking for. Again, the Evergreens gave him a short field. That penalty cut the distance in half. The Evergreens have been flagged again in this game, as they have been for most of the season, for a lot of personal fouls. Hand off here to the goal line and turn back. Charlie Hardy, a junior, carried there. You know what? Hardy's back leg went down at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Gain of a yard, maybe. Third and 1 with the ball at the 5-yard line. We'll be under 10 minutes left in the game when Appleton North snaps this ball. Martin's day may be over, because it looks like Appleton North is advancing next Friday. Handoff from the 5 to the goal line, leaping into the end zone. Charlie Hardy has carried it in from 5 yards out. Appleton North has scored again, and Appleton North is going to advance at the expense of the Evergreens. Charlie Hardy's 5-yard touchdown run. And a penalty is going to take the touchdown off the board. Holding on Appleton North. Charlie Hardy is probably not all that happy about that. Replay third down, but now from back at the 15-yard line. Shekelman throws underneath. This is caught, but no gain. Swarming under and pushing Charlie Hardy back. This will bring up fourth down back at the 18-yard line. see if Appleton North is going to go for this on fourth down. On a cold night, this would be a long field goal try from back at the 19. I think the offense will stay on the field on what is fourth and 15. Yep. Maybe. Offense is staying out there. They'll go for it on fourth down. Again, a penalty took a touchdown off the board on this drive. Snap, quarterback going, throws to the end zone, over the middle, open. How could that be that open? Another blown coverage completed for a touchdown on fourth down to Stephen Sally. Sally gets into the end zone on fourth down right in the middle of the field. The Evergreens had no one there. 22-yard touchdown pass. Sally was right in the middle, just where there were no Evergreens. Stephen Sally. Waiting for the extra point here. Brady Frantall ready for the kick. Brief delay here. What do we have? Personal foul against the Evergreens. Actually offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So this will just be a regular kick after the touchdown. Brady Frantall for the try. Snap, kick, good. 9:05 left in the game. And it's 42-6 Lightning. Lightning have added 14 points since halftime. And the Evergreens have just not been able to get anything going today. I guess what you don't like, I mean, look, the Evergreens are going to lose tonight. It'll be a season-ending bus ride home. That's unfortunate. We'll spend some time the remainder of the broadcast saluting our seniors. I guess what's unfortunate is the Evergreens didn't play their best football tonight. Five turnovers, down to the 11-yard line, self-destructed on penalties. Now again, they're after the kick, they're saying an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Evergreens. Evergreens have been penalized twice on the last two plays for some unsportsmanlike conduct, whatever that is. So Appleton North is going to kick off 15 yards down the field. The Evergreens have had trouble keeping themselves in the good graces of the referees. I mean, different officiating crews all season have teed up the Evergreens for personal fouls. This kickoff will go through the back of the end zone, and the Evergreens' next possession will start at the 20-yard line. 42-6. And the Evergreens' only touchdown came on a botched punt where they took over at the 3-yard line. They scored on a 1-yard touchdown run by Ethan Ostrowski on fourth down. So the Evergreens have no points on long or sustained drives. Ethan Ostrowski, the senior, into what are going to be his final snaps of his high school football career. 3 weeks later, or 4 weeks later, Ethan will transition to basketball mode. First and 10 Everest. The Evergreens hand off Delton Zuliger. Zuliger tries to get the far side, lowers his head, and is forward for 5 yards from the 20 to the 25-yard line. So who are the Evergreens losing as this football season comes to an end? Colton Edens, tight end, defensive lineman, one of the Evergreens graduating seniors. Brian Hallenbeck, who had a great season, Evergreens' best receiver this year. Xander Buntrock, offensive and defensive lineman. Jamison Morgan. Eduardo Bruning. Bruning was good today. Aiden Chacon, who's had a great season. Hand off up the middle. Delton Zuliger carries for 4 yards. It'll be third and short. Matt Stanley, graduating senior for the Evergreens. Andrew Wenzel. Mitch Loveless. Peyton Peterson, who's had only a few touches today. Alex Stumpner. Quarterback, Ethan Ostrowski. Josh Bidenkowski, who unfortunately finishes the season injured, and Chris Tilton, injured as well. Keaton Edwards, great linebacker. Evergreen's handoff up the middle. First down here. Needed third and 1.5. Got 3 or 4 yards up the middle for the Evergreens there. Mladic carrying to the Evergreens. Jacob Mladic, another one of the Everest seniors. Reese Ostrowski, defensive back of the year, graduating senior. Keaton Edwards, one of my favorites, who we will see on the basketball court too very soon. Dawson Zipton. Dominic Busco. Caden Rickard. Kendrick Samuels has had a good year too. And Delton Zuliger. Here's a handoff. Evergreens try and cut this back. Wentzel carries and he lost yardage there. Couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 12. Going to go under 7 minutes to play in the game on this next snap. The Evergreens are trying to get some more seniors in. Evergreens want to end this season with a few more seniors on the field. Yeah, there's Jamison Morgan coming in for the Evergreens. Second and 12 coming up here. This Everest season will come to an end above 500. Evergreens, even despite this loss, will finish at 6-5. Made the playoffs for the first time in the last 3 seasons. A better team than what we saw a year ago and the year before that. Here's a pitch out here, Peterson. Peterson tries to get the corner, he doesn't. That went back for another yard or two. Here comes third down and 13 for the Evergreens. And under 6 minutes left in the game and in the season when this snap comes up. Again, the outcome's no longer in doubt here. The Lightning lead 42-6. On third down, Ostrowski's coming up to the line of scrimmage. He'll be under center here. And the Evergreens will pass. Now it's a draw play, and pulled down from behind is Peterson. Loss of 3 or 4 yards. The Evergreens will punt. And the Evergreens may not get the ball back. It's going to be 4th and 16. Brennan Neitzel to kick away. So the Evergreens, no long drives in this game. And 5 turnovers. Here's the kick. That's almost blocked. A high pop-up kick. Fair caught at the 45, 44-yard line. Lightning take over there with 5 minutes left in the ballgame. So the Lightning advance probably to play Kimberly. And the Evergreens will advance to the Lamers bus for the ride back to Central Wisconsin. Very nice to see so many fans come out to support the Evergreens. Had a lot of fun with the playoff win at Appleton East last week. That 47-42 victory, a lot of fun there. A road playoff win, that's always something that you'll talk about when your season comes to an end. But this is going to be a road playoff defeat. Here's a handoff. Tackling there is Dominic Busco. So Dominic's still going at full time. Gain of just 1 yard. North has their reserves in as well. Colton Schroeder carried there. Again, the Lightning likely to just run out the clock and then celebrate their victory at the Evergreens' expense. Lightning again come up to the line of scrimmage in no rush. Long count. Snap. Backup quarterback is in now, too. Is handed off up the middle in between the tackles for a gain of 2 yards. Yeah, Ethan Schmalz, another sophomore, is in at quarterback. And that's nice to see because Matthew Scheckman, the starting quarterback, he's a sophomore, too. So if you're an underclassman, I'm not sure how much playing time you get, whether or not you're able to dislodge Scheckman from the starting position. Back in Appleton North, yeah, Ethan Schmalz is going to be at the controls for this 3rd and 8 play. There's a single wing out on the far side. Let's see if they're going to let Schmalz throw the ball here. Long count, gets the snap. Running back left early, was in motion early. There's no whistle here. It's a handoff, and it's a gain of just 1 yard. That play brings us up under 3 minutes, and it is fourth down, fourth and six. Let's see if the Lightning are going to go for this here, or if they're going to punt the ball away. So maybe indeed the Evergreens do get the ball one more time. And no, they're going to keep the offense on. With the ball at the 48-yard line, Appleton North will go for it on fourth down. Or maybe quick kick here, I don't know. Backup quarterback, maybe in a passing situation, and now we've got a whistle. I think we have a delay of game here. Yep, delay of game on the Lightning. So maybe that shifts the decision towards indeed kicking it away, because we should be running this fourth down play from 5 yards further back. Clock stops momentarily with just 2:19 remaining. Nope, North is going to keep the offense out on the field regardless. Single wing out there after the penalty. It is now fourth down and 12 yards to go. And it's a pitch on the near side and run out of bounds for no gain. Matthew Reichel. And the Evergreens are going to get the ball back. 1:52 left in the ballgame. The Evergreens go back on offense. Again, 42-6. Lightning leading the Evergreens. See what personnel the Evergreens will put out here. The Evergreens are going to let Ty Strelo take this snap at quarterback. So Ethan Ostrowski's day and season is done. Strelo at quarterback for the Evergreens. Mladic and Peterson are the running backs behind him. And he will hand off. This is Zuliger. Beg your pardon. Zuliger was that second running back. Zuli's still in there. Couple of final carries for the senior. He's forward for 3 yards, and now there's under a minute to play. We open the window so we can get a final picture of the Evergreen seniors as they come off the field for the last time. This is probably the final play of the game and the Evergreen season on second down. Strelo under center and a handoff to Zuliger, who's met in the backfield and goes back for a couple of yards. The Evergreens do not have to run another play if they don't want to. I think they're going to huddle up and just let time expire. Strelo's coming over on third down. Yeah, the Evergreens will snap it once more. 20 seconds and counting down as this game's about to come to an end. Strelo with a handoff to the far side, carrying for the Evergreens there. It was Keaton Kreitlow carrying, and the ball game is now over. Congratulations to Appleton North. They've defeated the DC Everest Evergreens. The final score is 42-6. We'll be back to wrap up the game and the season in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If your waltz looks a little stiff because of joint pain, the orthopedic experts at Bone & Joint can help get your timing back. You can count on our experienced specialists, whether you pulled a muscle or need a total joint replacement. As your orthopedic partner, we'll work with you every step of the way so you can get back on the floor and put your best foot forward. At Bone & Joint, we've been keeping people light on their feet for more than 50 years. Call us to schedule an appointment today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. We started Untuckit because we couldn't find shirts that look good untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt so guys can look sharp and feel casual. Untuckit shirts fall at just the right length. We have 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can look great in Untuckit shirts. Try the original Untuckit shirt at one of 75 Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com.
Use the promo code FALL for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Appleton North. I'm Chris Conley. Where just moments ago, the D.C. Everest football season came to an end. They've lost to the Lightning 42-6. The Evergreens were unable to put together a sustained drive, and turnovers are the story of this game. The Evergreens turned the ball over four times in the first half. Three of them went for touchdowns, including a fumble in the end zone that was recovered by the Lightning. The Evergreens trailed 28-6 at halftime. The Evergreens got an interception as Appleton North drove to the 20-yard line in the third quarter on the first drive. That was the one opportunity where you thought maybe the Evergreens could get back into the game. Three plays later, the Evergreens fumbled the ball back. Appleton North would score on a 12-yard touchdown pass to Cal Martin, made it 35-6, and that put the game out of reach. North outscored the Evergreens 14-0 in the second half. The only Everest score came on a drive of just 3 yards after Appleton North fumbled the snap on a punt. The Evergreens scored on a 4th-and-1 from quarterback Ethan Ostrowski. Ostrowski fumbled in 2 interceptions today, so not such a good season-ending and career-ending game for the Evergreens senior quarterback. I will tell you this. Obviously, a loss that ends the season is disappointing. No one's happy about coming off the field for the last time, 42-6 losers. But this Everest team, particularly the seniors, the football class of 2020, they sure did move the ball forward for the Everest program. I mean, a year ago, this was a 2-7 team. So they go from 2 wins up to 6 wins. Nothing to be ashamed of there, even though their season ends tonight 42-6. Now, here at Fox Sports Radio, we take a 3-week break. 3 Friday nights from tonight, our winter sports schedule begins. It'll be our first hockey broadcast. Evergreens will travel up to Barron, and you'll hear it live on Fox Sports Radio. We'll have a full winter of D.C. Everest girls and boys basketball as well. Again, a 3-week transition from the end of the football season tonight to the start of the winter sports season with hockey and basketball to come. Congratulations to Appleton North. Good luck against their traditional rivals, Kimberly. The Lightning have defeated the D.C. Everest Evergreens 42-6, bringing this fall's football season to a close. Thank you, seniors, and thank you to all of our sponsors and listeners who've taken part in these broadcasts. So nice to see the Evergreens well-supported. Students, parents, a lot of Everest alumni came across. We were very full across the way. The Evergreens traveled well for this disappointing game at Appleton. The Lightning defeat the Evergreens 42-6, wrapping up our football coverage for 2019. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to D.C. Everest High School football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.